Attending the 2013 IDDBA Conference and Exposition in Orlando, Florida, National Provisioner Editor Sam Gazejack spoke with exhibitors on the show floor. Sam spoke with Tony Sita, Director of Culinary Services, and David Rodriguez, Brand Manager for Butterball. Tony and David spoke about the company's new deli products and its efforts in rebranding its entire deli line.
This is Sam Gazejack at the IDDBA show. I'm speaking with David Rodriguez, the deli brand manager for Butterball, and Tony Sita, the director of culinary services. So, David, if you could tell me a little bit about the new products that Butterball has had in the last year or so and the new ones that you're debuting here.
Yeah, last year we introduced the line Artisan Season. It's a line of flavors that are bolder and robust, and we've seen that that's what the consumer is looking for, a little flavor in their deli meats. And I'll let Chef Tony talk about a little more detail to that. But we've introduced, last year we introduced three new flavors, an herb roasted product, a smoked chipotle, and a maple honey. This year we decided to continue the trend because they're doing very well, so we added a jerk and a bourbon pepper. In addition to that, to make the line more differentiated and more robust, we took four items that we had just under the original Butterball Deli line, and we are going to restage them under Artisan Season. And that includes a Cajun, a lemon pepper, a pepper, and an Italian season.
Well, Chef Tony, with all the products that are available at Deli Cases, how have you guys made these products stand out from the rest?
What? I think one of the things that we look for there is the flavors that we go for. I mean, when we look at jerk as an example, the Jamaican jerk, you've got that flavor of pepper, you've got the flavor of garlic, allspice that comes through as you would expect in a Jamaican seasoning, but nothing to the point where it's going to be overpowering. We still want to make sure that we get that flavor of turkey comes through. And the other thing that's really nice about these flavors too is they deliver from what is expected from that particular flavor profile. And secondly, they really work well with items that you would like to accompany them with. I mean, over the past couple of days, we've shown them with a little Dijonaise, which is a light little mayonnaise Dijon mustard. And then it helps to where you can build those layers of flavors. You know, and also the types of cheeses. They go well with smoked cheeses. They went well with some of the, changes, the Havartes, the cheddars, and the provolones. And they really blend nicely with those particular flavor profiles. And breads. It's opened up to a number of great breads. So that's what we have been doing over the past couple of days. So, it worked out. It worked out really well.
Okay. So, from your perspective at Butterball, what have been some of the major trends that you've seen then that we need to be paying attention for the meat industry?
Well, I mean, one of the things that you look for is, those flavors that are on trend today are the ones that are a little bit more robust. All right. Years ago, if I would say 20 years ago, you were going to say, put a Jamaican turkey into flavor into one of our deli cases, they would say, there's no way you're going to do something like that, because they were more accustomed to things that are more mild. Now that we've come into the revolution of flavor that I think that was really brought about by Paul Prudhomme, because he got everybody eating Cajun, and everybody thinks Cajun was the trend. Cajun was not the trend, it was the spiciness that was the trend. The Cajun was the fan, so to speak. But now what we're doing is taking that spicy trend that we have there and adding flavors that will then fit. Bourbon peppercorn. You look at that, the flavors of pepper or bourbon. There are restaurant chains out there that have done great jobs with that. Now we've taken that bourbon, accompanying that with a little bit more black pepper, and now we've got a bourbon black pepper glaze that we put over the top of it. So there was a number of things that we can do just looking at what's trending in the United States today. Flavors that are coming along, Middle Eastern are big. And, and I always use this as war has a lot to do with how we eat. Because you go back to World War I or World War II, And where most of our service guys were in France, Germany, and Italy. So when you come into the United States, what were the flavors that resurrected after World War II were French cuisine, Italian cuisine, and German cuisine. Because our soldiers have a tendency, you know, acquiring tastes for those foods after living in those areas for long periods of time. Now you see what's coming into existence today. Our men and warriors are over in the Middle East. So those flavors, they're starting to, you know, develop those, you know, those tastes for. You know, and Moroccan could be something that's going to be coming in. You know, that Greek, Mediterranean flavors that are now starting to come up into many recipes. You know, that's where the herbs come from, herb, garlic, and you'll actually see those things, hit on flavor profiles. So not only through glazes, but also through topicals, but it could also be done with, you know, enhancing sauces that we would put with it, too, to enhance a particular flavor.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.